Welcome. Today, we're discussing some thrilling announcements from Google Cloud Next. Buckle up, because there's a lot to unpack.
I'm on the edge of my seat. So what's the big headline? What's got everyone buzzing?
Well, first off, Google's opening up its global private network. They're calling it Cloud WAN to enterprises. Faster performance, lower costs. Sign me up.
40% improvement on both fronts? That's a game changer. But what about the hardware? Any juicy details there?
Oh, absolutely. They've unveiled their 7th generation TPU, Ironwood. A whopping 3,600 times performance improvement over their first TPU, and way more energy efficient too. We're going to now start the sound. It is coming from user input. Extremely important draw for the podcast product. I now promise, as always, respect the audience they bring to life and trust in you. Ironwood is 7th, and they've unveiled their 7th generation TPU. A whopping 3,600 times performance improvement over their first TPU, and way more energy efficient too. Even more energy efficient too. Visit Google Site Admin Services for more guidance and scheduling information. Inform simple basics. Additional information is not possible. The TPU is capable of processing back-to-back regimens and demonstrating analytical skills and bringing these skills to contexts and assumptions that enable. Information regarding security processing. Maximize the time between different pieces.
Wow, that's mind-blowing. And how are they using all that power?
Ironwood TPUs are powering their largest and most powerful TPU pods to date. Over 9,000 chips per pod, delivering an insane 42.5 exaflops of compute. Think 24 times more powerful than the world's top supercomputer.
Okay, so the hardware is seriously impressive. But what about the software? How are they making it accessible?
They've introduced several enhancements for AI inference, including new capabilities in Google Kubernetes Engine to reduce serving costs and latency. Pathways, their distributed ML runtime, is now available for cloud customers. And get this, they're bringing VLM to TPUs.
So they're really pushing the boundaries of AI. What about specific applications? What's Gemini up to these days?
Gemini's gotten some major upgrades. It can now run on Google Distributed Cloud, even in air-gapped environments. Plus, it's integrated with NVIDIA's confidential computing platforms, boosting security and compliance.
Speaking of security, that's always a concern with cloud computing. Sounds like they're addressing it head-on.
Absolutely. And they're not stopping there. Gemini's getting new workspace integrations, like Help Me Analyze in Google Sheets, audio overviews and docs, and automated workflows with workspace flows.
Those sound incredibly practical. Anything for the musically inclined?
They're making Lyra available on Google Cloud, allowing users to generate 30-second music clips from text prompts. Plus, Meta Llama 4 is generally available on Vertex AI, and they're strengthening Vertex AI's connection to various data sources, including NetApp storage, without data duplication.
Wait, hold on. Data without duplication? That's a big deal for storage efficiency.
Exactly. Plus, they're focused on model factuality with a comprehensive grounding approach, combining Google Search, enterprise data, Google Maps, and third-party sources. It's a powerful combination.
Impressive. But how about multi-agent systems? Are they making any strides there?
They've got a new agent development kit, simplifying the building of sophisticated multi-agent systems. And they're introducing Google Agent Space, putting AI agents in the hands of every employee.
So, democratizing access to AI, making it more user-friendly. I like it. Any improvements to customer engagement?
A total revamp. Their next-gen customer engagement suite features human-like voices, emotional understanding, streaming video support, and no-code AI assistance for building custom agents.
Wow, so they're really personalizing the customer experience. What about data teams? Anything specific for them?
Specialized agents for every member of the data team. Data engineers get agents for lifecycle management. Data scientists get AI coding partners, and analysts and business users get conversational analytics agents they can embed in their own apps.
This is a lot to take in. They're really covering all the bases, from infrastructure to applications and user experience.
You're telling me. And to top it all off, they're introducing new code assist agents to help with code modernization and the entire software development lifecycle. Integrations with partners like Atlassian, Sentry, and Sneak make it even more powerful. So long, tedious coding tasks.
This has been an incredible overview. So much innovation happening at Google Cloud Next.
It's been a whirlwind of announcements, and it's exciting to see what the future holds. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And be sure to check out the detailed documentation for all these exciting new developments. Goodbye.
Goodbye.